Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Irving Friedman, usually known as Itzy Friedman. What I intend to do today is to play a number of recordings that include Irving Friedman, but not Bix. Of course, we know that Bix and Itzy played together in the Paul Whiteman band, and there are a number of recordings of Itzy with Bix. Friedman played not only with the Bix in the Whiteman band, but also in some of the recordings outside the Whiteman band, Frank Tom Brower and Bix and his gang. So what I'm going to do today is play recordings by Irving Friedman that do not include Bix. Okay. First, let me read from Don Reynolds' biography of Paul Whiteman, what he tells us about Irving Friedman. He was born December 25, 1900 in Linton, Indiana, died on November 21, 1981 in Los Angeles, California. He was a reed musician and fine but underrated hot clarinetist. He played in the band of pianist Leo Baxter in Terre Haute, Indiana, and then worked in Chicago in the house band at the Moulin Rouge Club. He played with Vincent Lopez in 25 and 26 and then with Isham Jones before joining the Whiteman Orchestra in February of 1928. Remained with Whiteman until May of 1930, then worked as a studio musician in Hollywood for Warner Brothers from 34 to 43. He was assistant head of the music department at Warner from 43 to 46, similarly employed at MGM, and from 46 to 49, head of music at Eagle Lion Studios. In 1950, he formed his own company, Primrose, which supplied music and sound effects to motion picture and television studios. Friedman retired in 1963, played many excellent solos in Whiteman and Trumbauer records. Now, there is a little bit of confusion regarding the year that Irving Friedman was birth. If you look up the IMDb website, you will find that they give 1898, still December 25th, but the year is 1898. And also, in the text that accompanies the short biography, it says Irving Friedman personally would list his birth year as 1903. On the other hand, the Social Security Death Index gives 1900 as the year he was born, so I think we should go along with the 1900. Okay, let's get started with the music. First, two selections I want to play are from October 5th, 1929, by Ed Lang and his orchestra. First I will play Walking the Dog, and then March of the Hoodlums. And the musicians in the band are taken from the Paul Whiteman band. That was the rule. People who work with Whiteman could record outside of the Whiteman band, but then they had to use Whiteman musicians. And here they are: Charlie Margulis, Andy Secrest on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Bernard Daly and Charles Strick Fadden on alto sax, Irving Friedman on clarinet and tenor sax, Henry Whiteman on violin, Hoagy Carmichael on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Mike Trafficante on string bass, and George Marsh on drums and harpophone. So let's listen then to Ed Lang and his orchestra with Irving Friedman in 1929. Thank you. Those were pretty jazzy recordings with the good solos by Irving Friedman. In contrast, the two selections that I want to play now are more sweet. They are by Giovenuti and his New Yorkers from October 16, 1929. First, Chant of the Jungle, and then that wonderful Something is Love. And the musicians here are Charlie Margulis, Harry Goldfield, Andy Sechrest, all on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Irving Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax, Charles Strickfaden on alto sax, baritone, oboe, Rube Crozier on tenor sax, bassoon, Giovenuti on violin, Lenny Hayton on piano and xylophone, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on tuba, Stan King on drums, and the vocals in both selections are by Smith Valu. Again, most of the musicians here are from the Whiteman contingent, with the exception of Joe Tardo. So let's listen then to some sweet music by Giovenuti and his New Yorkers with Irving Friedman in 1929. one addition to what I said before, there was another musician in that band that was not part of the Whiteman band, and that was the drummer Stan King. Well, talking about Whiteman, the next two selections are by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. These are after Biggs had left the Whiteman band. This is October 16th, 1929. The tune is If I Had a Talking Picture of You. I will follow that with the October 18, 1929 recording of After You've Gone. If I Had a Talking Picture of You has Bing Crosby on vocal, and so does After You've Gone. The band is Charlie Margulis, Harry Goldfield, and Andy Secrets on trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Bill Rank, Wilbert Hall, and Jack Fulton on trombone, Chet Hazlitt, Frank Trombauer, Irving Friedman, Bernard Daly, Roy Mayer, Charles Strick Fadden on reeds, Kurt Diderly, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Otto Landau, John Bauman, and Joe Benuti on violin, Roy Bargi on piano, Lenny Hayton on piano, and the arranger for the If I Had a Talking Picture of You recording. Eddie Lang on guitar, Mike Pingatori on banjo, Mike Trafficante on bass, Min Lee Brook on tuba, George Marsh on drums and harpophone, and as I said, Bing Crosby on vocal. The constitution of the band is the same for the October 18 recording of After You've Gone. The arrangement here is by William Grant Still. Really very nice arrangement, I think. So let's then listen to the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1929 with Irving Friedman.
If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you. after you've gone, left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone away.
Now I want to get back to a couple of sweet tunes by Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers. This is May 22nd, 1930. First Promises and then Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. We have Manny Klein and Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Jack T. Garney on trombone, Irving Friedman on clarinet, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Bernard Daly on tenor sax, Min Lee Brook on bass sax, Joe Venuti violin, Lenny Hayton piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Herb Quigley drums and harpophone, and the vocal in both of these selections is Smith Baldu. So let's listen then to Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers in 1930 with Irving Friedman.
Promised me tenderly, lovingly,
Were they just meant to be promises? The things you whispered of, were they true? Was it love, or were they only new promises? All your vows seemed heaven sent, dear. All those vows you never meant, dear. I count them one by one, faithfully, though you've gone, leaving me just promises.
Going to turn to the Mason-Dixon Orchestra, which is really the Frank Trumbauer Orchestra, in a couple of recordings from May 15th, 1929. First, What a Day, and then Alabama Snow. The band consists of Andy Sigrist on cornet, Charlie Margulis on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Irving Friedman on clarinet and tenor sax, Charles Strickfaden on alto sax and baritone sax, Lenny Hayton on piano. He also made the arrangements of both tunes. Eddie Lang is on guitar on What a Day, but for Alabama Snow there is an unknown guitarist there. Min Lee Brook is on bass sax, and George Marsh on harpophone and train whistle. So let's listen then to the Mason-Dixon Orchestra with Irving Friedman in 1929.
Thank you.
Well, let's finish up the program with another couple of recordings by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And these are from December 22nd, 1928. Now, in December of 1928, Bix was still with Paul Whiteman, but he had pneumonia and was being treated in a hospital in Queens. So the two recordings are Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. That's a Cole Porter composition. Very nice. It has Charles Margulis, Harry Goldfield, and Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlett on clarinet, alto sax, Charles Strickfaden on oboe, tenor sax, baritone, Rube Crozier, bassoon and tenor sax, Roy Redmeyer on bassoon, baritone, tenor sax, Irving Friedman on clarinet, Frank Trombauer on alto sax and bassoon, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, John Bauman on violin, Roy Bargey on piano, Lenny Hayton on celeste, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, and Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, and George Marsh on drums, cymbals. And the vocalists here are Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Skin Young. I will follow that with the Making Whoopee from the same day, December 22nd, 1928. And the vocalists here are Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Skin Young. The band is huge. Charles Margulis, Harry Goldfield, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Manny Klein on cornet. Here is where Frank disagrees. He thinks that cornet solo there is taken by Charles Margulis. Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlett, alto sax, Charles Strickfaden, baritone, oboe, clarinet, Rube Crozier, bassoon, oboe, clarinet, Roy Redmeyer, oboe, baritone, clarinet, bassoon, Irving Friedman on tenor sax, clarinet, alto sax, Frank Trombauer, C melody, bassoon, alto sax, clarinet, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry on violin, Roy Bargey, Lenny Hayton piano, Min Lee Brook brass bass, Mike Trafficante string bass, Mike Pingitori banjo, and George Marsh on drums and cymbals. So let's listen then to the Paul Whiteman Orchestra with Irving Friedman in 1928.
Looking in, maybe that is why I see the funny side. When I see a fallen brother take a bride, weddings make a lot of people sad. But if you're not the groom, they're not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee.
For making whoopee, picture an eternal nest, down where the roses cleave. Picture the same sweet loveness, think what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. So ambitious, he even so. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
For making whoopee.
I hope you have enjoyed this program on Itzi Friedman, a fine clarinetist who could play very nice hot solos. One more thing before I finish. Itzi Friedman obviously must have been a very good friend of Bix's, because there is a letter in early 1929 from Bix to Frank Trombauer in which Bix writes, "Itzi said in a wire that Paul said to hurry and come back when I'm able." So it looks to me like a guy that knows that Bix is in Davenport home, had been recuperating, and sends him a telegram of that nature, must have had a good relationship with Bix. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.